The fine art of common sense. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show. Continuing our conversation now. And I want you to keep in mind that if you ever miss an interview, a conversation, a bit of information that you think is necessary to share or to hear again, you can always go to stevegruber.com. We have the podcast link there. The podcast powered by Podbean. You can go back. You can re-listen to a conversation. If it's something you think should be shared with somebody you know, you can do that again. Go to stevegruber.com and you can find out more. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and all those great social media places. Now, I bring all of this to your attention because we have a lot of conversations about health and lifestyle and your well-being, and we're going to have one of those right now with Harsha Trivedi, a PhD, registered nurse, and the assistant director at the Clinical Trials and Precision Medicine area at the Sparrow Herbert Herman Cancer Center. Harsha, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Good to have you here. Now, when we get into the clinical trials and the precision medicine, what are we talking about here? What are we talking about when we talk about precision medicine? I always kind of thought medicine was precision. Please explain.
Previously, like say, precision medicine means to find an individual treatment for each patient. So when we were treating patients a few years ago, it was like one size fits all. It is no more with the advancement in the science and the genomics of the tumor. So what we do is we try to find out the molecular makeup of the tumor, individual tumor, and then treat what is the best treatment for that person, which means that what previously we were giving common treatment to all breast cancer patients is not true. So each person can have a different mutation in their tumor, and that mutation can be targeted with targeted therapies.
So individualizing you custom build, what you're telling me is you custom build a treatment for every patient because every tumor is different, every patient is different, every set of circumstances and facts are different. So you get together with your team then, and you put together a custom health plan, for lack of a better term. Is that right?
Partly right. What we do is that we are the clinical team, and we have established the first community-based molecular tumor board at Sparrow in the entire country. So ours was the first community-based molecular tumor board. So what we do in this molecular tumor board is it's a collaborative effort between Sparrow's clinical team and the Foundation One Medicine, which is a genomics company located in Massachusetts. So we discuss with them the difficult cases and interpret. So their scientific team and computer team discusses with our clinical team, and I anchor that tumor board. And with the multidisciplinary discussions going on at both ends, we then determine what is the best individual treatment for that patient whose genomics report is with us. So nowadays, genomics has become so complex, and we present the most difficult cases in this tumor board.
As you discuss these cases then, I mean, as people know that listen to the program, I was diagnosed with cancer in 1983. All right. In 1983, they didn't have genomic boards. We weren't studying tumors on a molecular level, not for treatment, not at that time. To say night and day between 1983 and the techniques available today would be a massive understatement. I mean, looking and listening to you, listening to the treatments, the techniques, the technology, I mean, the advancements over just 5 years ago seem quite astounding to me.
Yes. After the human genome was sequenced, they have now mapped every cancer gene. So they have found out that a set of genes is responsible for the cancer. And these are the genes which is not passed down as hereditary from your mom and dad. This is the genes which occurs, the genetic mutations which occurs in that tumor or that cancer. So when they find out that particular genes have been mutated or changed, then we try to find the best available clinical trial option or targeted therapies. And more, the field of oncology is moving towards targeted therapies, which means we target that particular mutations and turn the cancer cells off. So we are privileged to offer this service at Sparrow for our patients and families, because this service of molecular tumor board was available at big academic centers. So right here in the greater Lansing area, patients can be treated right near their homes and we are privileged to launch.
I would say
this.
So, yeah. They don't have to leave mid-Michigan. They can stay right here. And just recently, a relative of mine was diagnosed about 18 months ago with a tumor in a lymph node gland in his armpit. And the techniques used to go after that tumor I found incredible, because what they did is they first mapped the tumor and so forth, but then they went after it with direct injections, and then they removed the tumor after it was determined that it was no longer growing and was basically deceased, if you will. And I was stunned by that. And just in the last few days, he was declared 100% cancer-free after that tumor was a stage 4 tumor. And they were direct injections, and the techniques, like I say, and the technology and the advancements in science, we're saving lives every day, aren't we?
Yes, yes. Wonderful. Wonderful changes are happening in the field of cancer treatments with the advancement of this genomics technology, with immunotherapy and new developments of the targeted therapies, where patients can each have their own map of treatment. So that is the service we are offering through this tumor board, and we hope to continue and treat more and more patients. Last year, we launched this molecular tumor board in collaboration, and then our physicians and clinical team discusses with the scientific team, who gives us a roadmap or suggests a roadmap, and we determine a roadmap for this treatment and see what is the best. And then if individual physician decides which is the best option for their patient.
Harsha Trivedi here, PhD, registered nurse, and the assistant director at the Clinical Trials and Precision Medicine Department at the Sparrow Herbert Herman Cancer Center. What a great story you've told here today, giving hope to people that, like we said, just a few short years ago, would have had a much bigger challenge to overcome some of these tumors that they face. If people are listening right now, Harsha, and they want more information, they want to know more about what's going on with these therapies, these trials, these targeted treatments, what do they do?
They should call 1-800-968-5570 at the Sparrow Herbert Herman Cancer Center, or they can go to sparrowcancer.org, and they will be able to connect with us. And through this, we have been able to offer some of the treatment options for advanced cancer patients.
Harsha Trivedi, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, Steve, and Happy New Year.